Kilo Kules, this is Gabriel Quiroga of the Barca Talk podcast. Every Friday, we release an episode exclusive for our Patreon community. And in this episode that you'll hear a sample of, I'm joined by patron Troy Cadet as we speak about the Féminine. However, in this episode, not only do we speak about the Féminine, we also dive deep into Barca's debt that was just released through the audit. And we also gush over Gavi's performance against Italy earlier this week. So if you're looking for an online community to engage with about FC Barcelona, join our Patreon community. It's only $5 a month. You get two awesome things. You get the Barca Talk Cafe every Friday, and also you get access to our international WhatsApp group. Here is a sample of that episode. What you prefer, and yeah, again, I just prefer La Liga over Premier League for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of styles, let's talk a little bit about some of the joy that the FCB Féminine have been giving Kules lately, because, you know, with all that, we're going to talk about obviously the news and the drama of the men's in a second, but first let's highlight the women who ultimately, you know, when I started this podcast, I didn't realize about the Féminine as much, right? I was always hyper focused on the men's because that's what I don't have the bandwidth to always follow so many variety of sports. But now, you know, living here, obviously the Féminine are on TV and so forth, but I mean, especially last year, completing the triplete, and this season, what they did was masterclass of taking some of the old weight that they had and renewing it with new players and just kind of renewing the team. I mean, Troy, this team gives me so much joy because, as you talked about stylistically, but also just the joy, the style, and more importantly, the dominance at what they're doing. I don't know if you got a chance to watch them against Arsenal, but man, this match from top to bottom, Barcelona just dominated, and it's just such a joy to watch, to kind of get you away from the men's drama and lack of lackluster performances.
Yeah, I do watch them, and that's what, you know, I had put in our notes that they play so freely. It's such a joy to watch them. The game just flows. You know, the ball's moving back and forth. You know, they're turning heads, right? That ball movement is so quick. You know, it's you can see the defenders having, you know, a tough time keeping up with what they're doing. You know, that's about that whole Barca style. I think a lot of people get it confused with possession. You got to, you know, sit back and just possess the ball and pass it back and forth. That's not what it was ever meant to be. For some reason, that's what the men are doing right now. And maybe we can talk about that another time. But the women are controlling that ball. They're passing it back and forth with lightning quick speed. It's going, and you can just, like I said, you can see the defenders are like confused. They're out of position a lot because that ball's moved so quickly. And it is, like you said, a pure joy to watch. Like, it's pure Barca style. That's the style that I fell in love with, and I'm sure most people did. And so I really enjoy watching them. And you know, that's why I think I mentioned in the WhatsApp group, the juvenile odd team is like the same thing. Like, they play freely, not as skilled, I think, as the Féminine team are. It's the Barca style to a T. That's how it should be played and what it should look like. And they are, like I put in our note, they're like the bright spot of the FC Barcelona club in general as a whole right now. Some of the other sports we obviously do really well, but on the football side, they are it right now.
Yeah, and I tweeted this during the week. I think for me, they are the best team in Spain, men's or women's. Just dominance and the way they play. You know, it's one of those things that I've noticed, especially just following the team more, hyper focused, doing the podcast. You know, the way Barca plays is physically a hard style to play, right? Not only the movement, the pass and go, but also the pressing. You know, that's one thing I noticed with the Féminine. And as we see with the men's team, just to kind of give in comparison, the men, you know, with the veterans, especially when I look at Busquets, you know, Busquets just doesn't have the motor like he once does because of all the minutes and so forth. No. But when you watch this Féminine team, the way they kind of are like an amoeba, right? Like, especially in the midfield, like, and especially using the sideline as an extra defender, Arsenal had no shot. Like, they basically rolled the ball out, and Arsenal's heads were on a swivel because they've never seen talent at this level.
Yeah.
And to me, just watching the way they use the style, they have the perfect players for this system. Yep. You can see the motivation, the perfect blend of players, the way they play for each other, what the system and the Barca style can do. And I'm really excited. Not only that, but also now with the implementation of La Masia for the Féminine, they are head and shoulders above any European club right now with the women's game.
Yeah, they are. A couple of things. It's great for one thing to see the women's side over in Europe, you know, start to get the attention that it needs. You know, over here in the U.S., you know, for girls playing soccer over here, there's on the, especially on the youth side, there's thousands, yeah, you know, hundreds of thousands of girls playing soccer over here. It's been pretty big for quite some time. And then obviously our national team does, you know, really well. And so it's great to see that over in Europe. Like I remember, like, you know, I was over in Barcelona a couple of years ago, and you know, you didn't hear anything about the Femini at that point in time, hardly at all. You know, they had started their program, obviously had started already. They were building it, but the details of building out that program were slim to none. You really couldn't find anything about it. It's very unfortunate. And look at them now, right? They're what they've done. I mean, the men's side need to take a look at what they've done and copy it. I mean, correct, really, correct. Seriously, who did what? How did you do it? And it's not, you know, it's not, you know, hard to figure out what they did. They've just done everything right, and they continue. They could have rested on their laurels last year. Instead, like you said, they said, okay, we need to make some changes for the future. This is a program that we're still building. Let's make some roster changes. And they did that. And look at them. They're still as strong as ever, if not stronger. And they're going to be a dominant force as long as they keep this on the women's side for who knows how long, hopefully forever. But their program is fantastic. It'd be nice if we could take the men's side and wipe it clean.
Yeah.
And start over and do what they're doing.
I mean, whoever the general manager on the women's side is doing, they need to copy that, like you said, right?
Why don't they promote that person and have them like over all of football, maybe?
Exactly.
They're doing everything right.
They made the right changes to take out some of the older veterans that were on the team. And like you said, they're able to make the team even stronger. I mean, for example, Leaky Martins isn't starting that much. And that's crazy to me because
I know.
The last time I was able to see a Femini game, she was by not even by a small amount, by a lot.
Yeah.
She was the best player I've ever seen. And this is one of the things with the U.S., you know, the U.S. with the university system has something that is very unique that compared to Europe. In Europe here, they have to go through the system. You know, they're not playing at university at a style with the U.S. But, you know, I think the U.S. has to do something now because the European teams are coming. And European countries are coming, especially if you look at the Premier League teams are now starting. Because now this is another stream of revenue. But also, like with Barcelona, it's another way to engage with the community as a whole. Because before, you know, men's soccer is usually going to be followed by boys. And now you have girls and these opportunities with La Masia and so forth. And now this brings the community together. I really hope, like you said, you know, in the future from now on, when you go to visit Barcelona and you're over at the Barca store, if there's a women's game, they start promoting that more. It's like, hey, there's a women's game. Come check it out. Because for me, the women's game going to the Johan Cruyff Stadium is just fun. You know, obviously going to the Camp Nou is much more elegant and has that, you know, feeling of going to the men's team. But the women's, you're right there. You get to see the action and it's free. I mean, it's basically free. So.
Yeah. And I know on the U.S. side, real quick, the FC Barcelona does have a focus on the female side. They have done, you know, through their channels here with their FCB Escola or their Barca Academy, they have done girls only clinics over in FC Barcelona. So they do know that, of course, this area here in the U.S. is a target market for building that up. And they've already, I mean, they started doing that maybe like 2 years ago. So they're ahead of the game there. But yeah, you're right. The U.S., you know, what you have now is the giants of Europe realizing that.